Hello there, I am Mike.
And I am Winnie.
Yes, you are.
And the title of today's article is Breaking the Ice.
Ah.
Break the ice? Why are we breaking the ice?
I'll handle this one. I'm from Canada.
Yeah?
We break the ice in the wintertime when we want to go ice fishing. You know, you go out onto the lake. You don't actually break the ice. That would be dangerous. You use this special machine to make a hole in the ice, and then you go ice fishing. But of course, you have to break the ice in order to get to the water underneath. Or if you're on a farm, you might break the ice on the water trough so that the horses and cows can drink from it in the morning. It might
fresh
freeze
water.
Over. Yeah, but so that's where we break the ice.
But I don't think this is what we're talking about today.
What do you mean?
No.
We're breaking ice. It's cold. You got to break the ice to get to the water.
It's September. We're not breaking the ice.
And it is Taiwan.
Yeah.
They never really have
ice here.
That's
not what we're talking about.
What could it be about then?
I think it's about, like, meeting new people.
Oh, breaking the ice.
Well, why didn't you say breaking?
No, you said breaking the ice. So I'm talking about breaking the ice. That's the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's the same thing. So what you're talking about is if you're at a party and you're meeting new people, how do you break the ice? How do you start the conversation?
I think you're good at this.
Well, it depends on my mood. Well,
if you feel like talking.
Well, if you go to a party and you're just tired and you don't want to be bothered.
Why would you go to the party?
Well, you have to because it's your friend's birthday. Fine, I'll go to your party.
But when you are in a good mood,
but when you're good,
good
mood,
at this?
I'm okay at it.
That's good.
I'm okay. As long as the other person's not boring.
Go. So, can you share some tips with me? Breaking ice?
Well, you kind of have to look at the situation that you're in. Maybe you're a stranger in a strange land. So you could say, hey, I'm new to town. What's fun to do? Or maybe someone's
Sure.
Wow. You could ask a person a question like that. Maybe they're wearing something interesting. Maybe there's something around you that's interesting. Hey, look at that. Or, hey, are you into basketball? I see there's a basketball game on.
Wow, you're good at this.
Find something that's common. That you can both comment on.
Yeah.
Kick it off that way.
Well, let's find out if what's going on in today's article, and maybe there are some tips along the way too.
Breaking the ice.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go.
Megan is a new student. She is at the cafeteria.She thinks to herself.
I'm so nervous. What can I talk to other classmates about?
Megan sits down to eat by herself.A boy sits across from her.
Wow! You're reading 13 Reasons Why. I love that book.
Yeah, I'm almost finished.
Wait until you get to the end. It's really sad. By the way, I'm Charles.
Hi, I'm Megan.
You must be new here.
Yeah, it's my first day. I'm a little nervous.
Don't worry, everything will be fine. Later, you can meet some of my friends.
Charles and Megan keep talking.
Word power!
Classmate. Classmate. Many of Tina's classmates take the same bus with her to school. Many of Tina's classmates take the same bus with her to school. End. End. At the end of the movie, the good guy finally won. At the end of the movie, the good guy finally won. Worry. Worry. Worry, worried, worried. The mother worries about her children because she doesn't want them to get hurt. The mother worries about her children because she doesn't want them to get hurt. Keep, 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 kept, kept. Dennis keeps making noise when his sister tries to study. Dennis keeps making noise when his sister tries to study.
All right, so our article begins. Of course, it's a dialogue type situation, so we have to kind of set the scene, let you know what the situation is, what's going on, who are we going to be looking at here. Well, it begins with telling us Megan is a new student. So we have Megan, she's a new student, probably doesn't know many people.
No.
She is at the cafeteria. Okay, so she's at the cafeteria, I guess, of her new school.
Yes.
And she thinks to herself. So the first thing we'll be reading is actually Megan thinking
and
not
herself.
Speaking. So imagine that little cloud bubble in the comic books. But we should also mention this word cafeteria. It's a simple type of restaurant, the kind of place where they might have many types of foods. You might bring your tray along and say, ooh, I'd like some of that. Ooh, I'd like some of that. But you're not going to be getting fancy food, but it's not going to cost you a lot. They often have cafeterias in big schools, in hospitals, in airports, places like that. Lots of people, quick food.
啊，今天故事的背景是 Megan， 她是新同学，她在 cafeteria 是学生餐厅。This is not really common in Taiwan schools, I don't think.
Don't the students get food?
We do, but we just eat in our classrooms.
Oh, you eat in your classroom?
Yeah, in our seat.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, 所以可能你在看电影啊，或是看这种高中学生电影的时候，可能就会看到他们学生会聚集在一个餐厅用餐。这时候你可能会自己带便当啊，不过呢，你也可以在跟大家一起。吃饭在吃学校的餐食物，这就叫 cafeteria。所以他在学生餐厅，然后他自己心里在想 ，What is she thinking about?
Well, yeah, let's see what Megan is thinking. Remember, it's her first day of school, so Megan is thinking, I'm so nervous, right? She has a lot of little fears, and this is all new, and it's a little bit scary. And then she asks herself a question: What can I talk to other classmates about? Aha. Okay, so our first word power word is classmate. It's spelled C-L-A-S-S-M-A-T-E. C-L-A-S-S-M-A-T-E. It's a noun, and a classmate is basically just another person in the same class as you. It's another student, and you have the same class, you have the same teacher. If it's another person, but they're not in your class in a school, they could be your schoolmate. Your classmates are the one in the same room as you when the class is going on. For example, many of Tina's classmates take the same bus with her to school. Many of Tina's classmates take the same bus with her to school.
Classmate, 我们可以把这个字切成一半，变成 class and mate. Class 就是班级嘛 ，mate 本身就有朋友的意思，所以呢，班级的朋友其实就是你的同班同学啦。我们看到例句就是 Tina 她跟她的同学几乎每天早上都是搭同一辆公车去上学。今天的故事呢，则是 Megan 她在想说， 她要跟她的同学讲什么呢 So of course she is nervous, right? 很紧张因为她不知道要讲什么 Especially when they already know each other and you are the new one here.
Well, that's where you're going to have to break a little bit of ice, exactly So back in our article, it says Megan sits down to eat by herself
Oh, that's poor so Megan、sad.
But the a boy sits across from her Wow, that's nice. So she's sitting there by herself, just quietly eating her lunch, looking around.
Maybe some tears. A few
tears are making her soup saltier. And then another boy comes along and sits down right in front of her. What could this be?
Ooh, 因为是午餐时间，所以 Megan 呢，她因为还没有认识任何人嘛，所以文章就说她自己一个人坐下来吃午餐。But 这时候呢，有个男生在她前面坐下来。我们看到 across from something or somebody 表示在对面。比如我们可以说 across from the station is a big department store.、车站对面是一家很大的百货公司。So apparently this boy is interested in Megan. Can、
really?
you say that?
Well, if someone says they're interested in someone, that means they might have romantic ideas.
Oh, no.
Right? But maybe just as a friend,
he's
curious about her. He just wants to know her a little better. Or he wonders things about her. And here you see, he notices something that she's doing that they have in common.
That's what your tip was.
So that's his in. That's his little thing that he can use to start a conversation without being weird. So Charles is the name of this boy, and he says, Wow, you're reading 13 Reasons Why? I love that book. So Megan probably had the book there on the table next to her. He noticed it. That's what he can start talking to her about.
这个男生 Charles 呢，他就先开口了。他注意到 Megan 在看书，然后呢，他发现这本书《汉娜的遗言》。他说：“哎，我也喜欢这本书哎。”所以呢，他就是先找到 find something in common first, right?
Exactly. That's a very easy, not weird thing to do.
Yes.
And Megan says, "Yeah." She says, "Yeah, I'm reading it." And then she adds, "I'm almost finished." So she's near the end of the book. She's almost finished.The book.
Megan 说，哎，她差不多快看完了，因为呢，找到同样的兴趣嘛，同样的话题，所以他们就可以开始聊天啦。
All right, and this is where Charles next speaks, and he says, "Wait until you get to the end. It's really sad." Charles, this is where we learn that Charles is a not nice person because he told her that if she gets to the end or when she gets to the end, it's really sad. The end of something is a noun. It's spelled E-N-D, E-N-D. It's the end.And yes, the end is the last part of something. The end of a story is when the story finishes, all the action wraps up. If it's the end of a Hollywood action movie, usually the good guy will win, the bad guy will be dead, and there will be a big explosion or something like that. It's not the start, it's not the beginning, it's all the way on the opposite at the end. For example, at the end of the movie, the good guy finally won. At the end of the movie, the good guy finally won and ran away.From an explosion.
And 在这里是当名词，就是结局的意思。比如我们看电影 ，especially old movies, right? 会有那个 the end.
It'll say the end or just end.
最后这个电影结局的时候呢，字幕荧幕上就会秀出 the end 这个字幕，就是 end. 比如说呢，我们看到这个例句是说 in at the end of the movie, 电影的结局就是好人终于赢啦。那这另外呢 ，end 它也有动词的意思，其实本身就是结束的意思。比如说 Robert left the theater before.The movie ended.
Oh.
电影结束前 ，Robert 就离开戏院了。So Charles 呢，他在这里就先开启话题，但他就说，哎，这故事的结局还蛮感伤的。And by this time, he should probably introduce himself.
Well, he probably should, but he should also apologize for telling her about the end of the book.
He didn't say what happened.
He said it's really sad.
Yeah.
That already gives her an idea. I'm upset because in English we would call that a spoiler.
暴雷
S-P-O-I-L-E-R. And it's not nice to tell someone what the end of a movie or a story is before they finished it, because then they won't be surprised.
That's true.
If you do that, by the way, you should tell people, hey, spoiler alert, I'm letting you know the end, so if you don't want to know, cover your ears or leave the room. Spoiler alert, Jack dies at the end of Titanic.
I haven't seen it yet.
You've seen it. Everyone's seen that movie. It's been out for 25 years or something.
I'm only 18.
Anyways, don't give people spoilers. It's not nice, especially if you're trying to make friends. But anyways, back to the article. Yes, Charles is probably a nice guy. And this is where he introduces himself. He says, by the way, I'm Charles. So he wanted to start talking. Hey, I like that book. It's really interesting. Oh, by the way, you know, let me just stop here a moment before we get into the book. He says, by the way, I'm Charles. He introduces himself.
这时候 Charles 画风一转啦 by the way, 就是来介绍自己的名字。聊了这么久如果还不知道对方的名字其实也蛮奇怪。So when you hear someone introducing themselves, you should also let them know your name too, right? Which is what Megan was going to say next.
That's the polite thing to do, unless you want to be very rude for some reason.、Mm-hmm. Yes, Megan says, so he says, by the way, I'm Charles.、Mm-hmm. And she says, hi, I'm Megan. They might, you know, reach out and shake hands. Nice、mm-hmm. to meet you. That's a perfectly normal thing to do. Yeah, so she says his name after he says, she says her name after he says his.
Oh,
They introduce each other.
好啦，当然因为我们现在是要交朋友，不是像电影可能是要吊人家口味，所以听到别人自我介绍的时候，下一句当然就是诶，让别人知道你的名字，所以 Megan 就让 Charles 知道他的名字。
All right, so to continue the conversation, Charles makes another comment about、mm-hmm. something he's noticed. He says, you must be new here. All right, so he's kind of saying, I haven't seen you before, and maybe this is the reason I'm coming to talk to you. You must be a stranger. You must be new around here.
Okay, so you start with something they do, and、mm-hmm. then you let them talk about themselves. Am I right?
That would be an excellent thing to do.、Aww. People love to talk about themselves, but more importantly, it'll give you other things to notice or comment on.
Oh, so we look at the 破冰, which is Charles, 呢先发现他们的共同点，然后他去介绍自己，然后呢，话题就自然而然的就带到对方身上了。So I have to take some notes here.
It's some pretty handy stuff for the next time you're at a, you know, a、yeah. party or something like that. And Megan says, yeah. So yeah, she is new here. And then she says, it's my first day. And she adds something a little personal. I'm a little nervous. So she kind of、yeah. lets Charles know how she's feeling, which is nice.
Yeah, Megan 就回说，对，今天是她第一天上学。And she's a little nervous, 有一点紧张啦。
And Charles, being a sensitive young man, says, don't worry, everything will be fine. So he's kind of getting her to relax. Don't worry, don't be nervous. It's easy, everything will be fine. And then he reaches out another hand in friendship and says, later, you can meet some of my friends. So、uh-huh. he's already offered to sort of bring、Megan into his friend group, let her meet some of the other nice people that he knows. But the first thing he did, which was also very kind, was he said, don't worry. Now, don't worry, because worry is our third word power word. It's spelled W-O-R-R-Y, W-O-R-R-Y. And it's a verb, but don't worry. Now, remember that Megan said that she was feeling a little nervous? Well, when you feel nervous, which is an adjective, it's because of this verb that you are doing. You are worrying. People worry when they have problems on their mind, when something in their life is going on that they're not real excited about or a little bit scared of. People might worry for all sorts of reasons. If you have a test, if there's a big storm coming and you got friends who might be hurt, if there's some problem in your family, in your life, in your health, in the news, all these things that make you nervous, and, oh, I don't like this, and, oh, I hope nothing bad happens, that's because you are worrying. For example, the mother worries about her children because she doesn't want them to get hurt. The mother worries about her children because she doesn't want them to get hurt.
Worry 这个动词表示担心，后面会加 about somebody or something. 比如我们看到例句啊 ，the mother worries about her children， 很担心她的孩子，或是像 Charles 呢，我们很常也会像 Charles 这样说，哎 ，don't worry， be happy， maybe 也很常见，就是啊，别担心啊。另外呢，我们也可以学一下这个 worry 当形容词，就是后面加 ied， 表示担心的，也可以就是说 worried， be worried about you， 或者是呢，像 Charles。那他就说 don't worry about something， 就是说叫 Megan 不要担心啦。而且呢，他还会跟他介绍他的朋友给 Megan 认识，这样他就有更多朋友。That's very nice.
That is very nice of him, and also nice to offer to introduce him,
yeah.
Her to his friends later. Now, Charles and Megan, they keep on talking.And keep, actually, is today's last word power word. It's a verb. It's spelled K-E-E. K-E-E-P, K-E-E-P. That's right, four letters, two E's. I didn't want to get an extra in there. Let's check it out. All right, we keep generally with another verb. Keep and then verb ing is the way we usually say it because to keep, this verb, means to continue doing an action or an activity. Maybe you're doing it past a time when you would break. Maybe you're doing it because you don't want to stop. But if you keep sleeping, you continue sleeping. People might keep sleeping a little bit longer on the weekend. If you keep exercising, that means you want to get more exercise in. You want to keep on going, keep sweating. And if you keep studying, maybe through dinner or through a time when you might normally stop, if you keep studying, you might have a big test tomorrow. For example, Dennis keeps making noise when his sister tries to study. Dennis keeps making noise when his sister tries to study.
Keep 是继续，不过要特别注意 keep 的三态是 keep, kept, kept， 它是不规则变化。而且呢，如果你后面要接动词，通常后面要接 ving。像我们看到文章是 keep talking， 继续聊天，或是例句是 keep making noise， 一直制造噪音。So looks like Megan has made a new friend on her first day at school. Not bad.
And it looks like Charles has made friends with the new girl. So it's a pretty good day for both of them.
Yeah. So, but before we go to our review time, we're going to check out today's magic box first.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hello, welcome to today's Magic Box. 今天呢，我们要来聊聊 a little 后面加上形容词的这个用法。想当然了 ，a little 当然不是一个小小的意思。它在后面加上形容词或是副词的时候呢，是用来表示该形容词或是副词的程度。怎么样的程度呢？就是一点点。文章中提到 ，Yeah, it's my first day. I'm a little nervous.Yeah, it's my first day. I am a little nervous. 就是用 a little 在形容后面的 nervous, 表示一点点紧张。把 a little 用在另外一个例句呢，我们也可以说 Kevin is a little shorter than his brother. Kevin is a little shorter than his brother. Kevin 比他哥哥矮，那矮了多少呢？矮一点点而已。那么 a little 加上副词的例子呢，有以下这个句子。All Martin needs is a little more time. All Martin needs is a little more time. 这里的 a little 有看出来是在形容什么吗？没有错，就是副词 more。例句说到呢 ，Martin 需要更多的时间，那是多多少呢？更多一点点时间而已。如果你想要让自己说话听起来更随性一点的话呢，那你也可以用 a bit。代换 a little， 用法都是一样的哦。So I could say, I am a bit nervous. Kevin is a bit shorter than his brother. All Martin needs is a bit more time. 另外呢，你也可以或是听到别人说 a little bit, blah blah blah。哈，这样全部拼起来也行得通，没有错。A little bit 也同样呢，可以用来修饰后面的形容词跟副词。So, yeah, I know it sounds a little bit hard to believe. 我知道呢，这一切听起来有一点难相信。咦，刚好听到我说的吗 ？A little bit 就是在修饰后面的形容词 hard 啊，表示有一点点难去相信。那么接下来换你试试看喽，该怎么说 ？Emily 有一点累了，所以她要去休息了呢。
The answer is, Emily is a little bit tired, so she's going to get some rest.
你有答对吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, here we are back with our review time game. Yay! I love review time games.
Are you ready for today's?
I could do these all weekend long. Absolutely.
So, today we're going to play in yes or no questions.
I love yes or no questions games. I could play these games
all weekend too?
Month long.
So, are you ready? Do you know how to play it?
I love being ready.
I
can be ready all the time. Yes, I am ready. So, what we're going to do is...Who's gonna pick a word power word? Is that you or me?
You're gonna guess my pick.
Okay, so you will pick a word. She has it in her mind.
In my mind.
Can you read her mind? No.
No.
Because you're not a superhero, then I'm not a superhero either. So I'm going to have to ask her some questions to try to figure out which word is bouncing around in her brain right now. The trick is, I can only ask questions that she will answer with a yes,
yes or no.
So a lot of is it, does it, that kind of question. All right, so you're thinking of word. You got the word?
I'm ready.
It's locked in?
Yep.
You're not going to forget it?
I might change it.
You can't change the word halfway through the game. That's called cheating.
对,我已经决定好了。
And we'll throw you in the pit. All right, so you have the word in your mind.
Yes.
Is this word a person?
Nope.
It's not a person.
No.
So it's probably not classmate, right? Okay. Is this word... Well, I'm just saying the ones that isn't. I'm
yes.
not giving anything away.
I know,
Calm down.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
All right, so it's probably not classmate because it's not a person. Is this something that we will use to talk about when a book or a story or a movie is just about to finish?It's not that. So it's not the finish, not the end.
Last guess.
All right, okay. So it's a verb, because remember, notice the other two words are verbs. Why do I only get three guesses? There's four words.
Yeah.
All right, is this something that you will do that will make your tummy uncomfortable? It'll make a gurgle. It might make you go to the bathroom a lot. It'll make it difficult to sleep. Well, sometimes when you're doing this, it really affects your body a lot. You can't sleep. Maybe you can't feel comfortable. It might put you in a bad mood. Is it that kind of feeling? Is that,
you're
that kind
close.
Of... Is it worry?
Yeah.
It's worry!
Yeah.
I wasn't worried that I would not get it, even if you only gave me three questions, which is mean. All right, you guys, so you also have four words to play around with.
Yes.
If you want to add in some of our extra words, I think we mentioned cafeteria.
Yeah.
We mentioned nervous, some of those words too, just to make it a little more challenging.Go ahead. 20 questions, great game, lots of fun, oodles of pleasure, and we'll be back with much, much more about breaking the ice tomorrow.
Yep.
Are we going ice fishing then?
Nope, that's not
that kind. It's still
about
conversation and making. All right. We'll see you soon.
Breaking the ice.
Megan is a new student. She is at the cafeteria. She thinks to herself.
I'm so nervous. What can I talk to other classmates about?
Megan sits down to eat by herself. A boy sits across from her.
Wow! You're reading 13 Reasons Why? I love that book.
Yeah, I'm almost finished.
Wait until you get to the end. It's really sad. By the way, I'm Charles.
Hi, I'm Megan.
You must be new here.
Yeah, it's my first day. I'm a little nervous.
Don't worry, everything will be fine. Later, you can meet some of my friends.
Charles and Megan keep talking.
Classmate. Classmate. Many of Tina's classmates.Take the same bus with her to school. Many of Tina's classmates take the same bus with her to school. End. End. At the end of the movie, the good guy finally won. At the end of the movie, the good guy finally won.Worry, worry, worry, worried, worried. The mother worries about her children because she doesn't want them to get hurt. The mother worries about her children because she doesn't want them to get hurt. Keep, keep.Keep, kept, kept. Dennis keeps making noise when his sister tries to study. Dennis keeps making noise when his sister tries to study.